Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today, as we celebrate the feast of the chair of St. Peter, you know, we have to keep in mind we're not honoring a chair, but rather the authority that's given to St. Peter and his successors. We see that very clearly in the gospel reading today. You know, our Lord makes St. Peter the prime minister of his kingdom. Jesus is the king, but every kingdom in the ancient world had a prime minister. And the symbol of the prime minister was the keys. They represented the fact that the prime minister had the full authority of the king to be able to speak, to make laws, and to be able to dispense from laws. The keys symbolized the fact that he could open any door and lock any door. So Jesus says, you know, whatever you hold bound on earth will be held bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. You know, it's mind-boggling that our Lord gives this kind of authority to a human person. However, you know, it makes perfect sense because being human, we have to have someone that we can look to as our head, as our leader. Jesus is in heaven. He's the head of the mystical body. Yet, you know, because we can't see him or hear him, you know, we need someone who's going to be a point of unity. Humanity, you know, by nature, tends to be that way. Every culture is set up in such a way that it has a leader. And that's what the purpose of the papacy is. It's to guarantee the unity of the body, because as long as we're united with the Pope, we have the guarantee that we're united with Jesus. And, you know, if we separate ourselves from the teachings or the person of the Holy Father, then we don't have that guarantee any longer. We're just out there, you know, on our own, being blown around, as St. Paul would say, by every wind of doctrine that comes along. You know, it would be up to us personally to decide, you know, what's true and what isn't. What the teachings of Jesus, you know, really mean, and what they don't mean. We become our own infallible authority, which we know cannot be. There can only be one head. If all of us are trying to be the head, you know, the body's going to get a little top heavy and collapse. It doesn't work. Knowing this, Jesus established authority within his church and gave that authority to Peter. And because the office of the vicar of Christ is one of succession, when Peter would die, the keys would be passed on to the one who would succeed him. You know, it's very interesting to note from a historical perspective that even in the early church, they never kept track of any of the episcopal lines of succession of any of the any other apostle, you know, except Peter. You know, we don't know who all the bishops were that St. John ordained and their successors. We don't know all the names of the bishops that St. Paul ordained either. The only ones who have been recorded from the beginning are St. Peter and his successors. Now this demonstrates quite clearly that the early church understood the primacy of St. Peter and his successors. Well, this can also be found in the letters of St. Clement, you know, when the bishop from Corinth wrote to the bishop of Rome to ask to solve a problem they were having in Corinth. You know, he didn't go to any of the bishops around him in any of the other churches that St. Paul had founded, but rather he wrote to Rome to ask the Pope to deal with their problem. Well, that's the kind of proof we see in the early church, and that's exactly the way it's been ever since. In the first reading that we heard today, you know, St. Peter recognizes what his authority is all about. It's to serve. It's not about power. It's about authority. Power is something which oftentimes is exercised selfishly. Authority, on the other hand, is given for the service of others. And this is exactly what St. Peter tells all the priests to do, you know, not to lord it over the flock entrusted to their care, but to serve them willingly and to be a good example. And that's exactly what the Pope is doing today. You know, he's being a good example and asking us to do the same. You know, unfortunately, there are many examples throughout history where there hasn't been that humility or service. But, you know, thanks be to God. In our own day, you know, we've seen some wonderful popes, some wonderful priests, examples of humble service, shepherds who are truly a father and are going to lead their flocks with care, loving them and being good examples and leading the people to the chief shepherd, as St. Peter calls him, Jesus Christ, our true king and head of the mystical body. Thank you.